Well, today we've got a guest joining us by phone, Barb Fuller, human sciences specialist, nutrition and wellness expert with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with us here this morning. How are you, Barb?
I am just great. Thank you.
You notice how I just gave you a promotion. I called you an expert.
Sure, I can be an expert.
No pressure.
What is an expert?
No pressure now. Yeah. That's right. Well, I want to talk a little bit about a well-being workshop that is coming up here very soon. Talk a little bit about what this is about.
Well, this is just really an introduction, but it is research-based information. Four sessions, each one's about 45 minutes long, and we will kind of break down three areas in particular of wellness or well-being. So it'll be time to take care of yourself. So it's called My Well-Being, What About Me? So those things that we need to keep ourselves well.
Why is something like this important? Where did this idea come from?
Well, it's actually a program Iowa State Extension and Outreach has been doing for a few years, but we are now doing it online. Of course, over the last year, lots of things have changed, and maybe some people during the time of the pandemic have just been feeling like they aren't taking very good care of themselves. So we will talk about time for me. And then we will, the second week is on relationships and social interaction, the third week on financial well-being, and the fourth week on physical well-being. So we'll touch on three main areas. And again, how to take care of yourself. Maybe you're overwhelmed working at home, or kids are at home, or you feel like you're kind of stuck by yourself sometimes. So we'll touch on all of those things.
Sure, sure. Barb, how does this compare to like a support group type situation? Is this a different type of beast?
It is. We're only going to meet four times, although when we've done this, at the end of 4 weeks, people have kind of form some relationships. When we have done this in person, of course, it's people actually see each other. When we're doing it online, it will be with Zoom, so people can actually see each other. But we have one person from Norfolk, Nebraska, and one from Centerville, Iowa, so likely they'll never meet in person. It'll just be those 4 weeks. So a support group we usually think of as something that keeps going on and on and on and maybe not so structured. We just really just have the structure. We'll give lots of resources and information for people to continue. Again, we call it a journey, a well-being journey. So to get you started and what's going to be helpful to you. So it'll be pretty individualized. Everybody each week will set a little goal, and we'll have you write them down, but you know, it's not like we're going to check to see did you actually do this. But again, thinking about what you can do for yourself related to these three topics.
Okay. Yeah, it's a situation where it's kind of wide open. It's not really specifically meant for a certain type of person or a person that might be in a certain type of situation, correct?
No, we've done this when we did it in person. We just start focusing on worksite wellness. Our online ones have been more just, you know, for people. Wherever you are, whatever age you are, it's 45 minutes, it's a break, it's a thinking about what you can do for yourself. And sometimes we've heard a lot lately about work-life balance. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that. But again, all those things are important for your well-being.
Sure. Do you suspect that you might get a little bit, maybe some different type of questions and things at an event like this now than you would have a few years ago, now that we've been working through this pandemic?
It's possible, and we're really flexible, and we are very open to questions. Again, we'll have lots of resources that apply to anyone, so whether you're an older adult that's kind of feeling isolated, or somebody that's working, or maybe your work situation has changed, or wherever you are in your life as an adult, this program will help anybody.
Okay. Kind of help us become centered again.
It will. And to really do some goal setting and to think about what we need to do for ourselves. So my well-being.
You bet.
So how are we going to take care of ourselves?
Yeah. There's not always a lot of easy answers for that, is there?
That's right.
Well, if folks are looking into doing something like this, how would they go about learning more information?
Well, probably the easiest thing is to call your county extension office. So I know listeners are out there from several different extension offices or counties with different extension offices. You have to register with an online registration. There's no cost, but we do need to know who's going to attend, and then we'll send you the link to do it with Zoom. So you do need a computer, a smartphone, laptop, tablet, something like that. Because we'll have a lot of visuals for people to look at, and they'll do some reflection, and we'll have some opportunity for everybody to share. So if you call your county extension office, or in particular the Cass County office, and they can help you get signed up, or if somebody wants to call me at 712-789-2449, I can give them that information too.
Sure. Barbara, what kind of feedback have you gotten in the past about these types of sessions?
It's been really positive feedback. So we our team in Southwest Iowa did this online in the fall, late in the fall. This is our second time online. So when we do it in person, we do get a lot of more personal feedback, but we still do ask for people to give comments and feedback, and most people do really appreciate that time, and you know, it's 45 minutes to an hour, so sitting in front of your computer for another hour doesn't entice lots of people. But again, it's interactive. You'll get to meet virtually people, other people, and again, that time to reflect and do some goal setting, and maybe some think about things. I teach the last one on physical well-being, so I spend some time talking about good sleep patterns, which is something some people struggle with, sleeping and why sleep is so important. Instead of just eat more vegetables and get more physical activity, I'll talk about that too, but all of those things. So the financial well-being is especially something that some people struggle with. And then the second week we do the social interactions, and again, that's something during some of this isolation people may feel isolated. So suggestions on, you know, what you can do to get connected, and things we could do. So feedback has always been good.
Yeah, if you really wanted to get down in the weeds with such a wide open topic like well-being, there could be a whole lot more sessions and a whole lot more topics than the ones that have come out. There are a lot of issues that can cause us to get just a little bit off of square.
That's right. And actually, if you look at well-being on the whole, there are sort of seven areas of total wellness, and we're just going to do the three that most people think about, and the three that we have a lot of good research to share, and how to again help you on your journey of well-being.
Sure. Barb, is there any preparation that folks should do before they participate in something like this?
Nope. All they have to do is register. As I said, when you register, so the class starts next Tuesday, so it's the first four Tuesday afternoons in March at 3:30 in the afternoon. So kind of the end of the day thing for people that are working, maybe if they can get that into their day, and just spend that time with us. Each week there'll be maybe a resource list. There might be, I think there's one worksheet, but mostly it's, you know, information that you'll just get as you come. So you don't have to study. You don't have to, you know, do a lot of reading. We'll just, if you get signed up, we'll send you the Zoom link and the resources you need each week.
Okay, so not too much for materials and things like that. A little bit of discussion. There'll be some time, I assume, for questions and things.
That's right. And group discussion. So we'll have a time for sharing. So, you know, what did you do this week related to last week's topic? Or any concerns that people may have, we'll be able to address those.
All right. Very good. I guess the nice thing about it, since it's online, you don't have to wear a mask.
That's right. You can sit in front of your computer with your slippers on and your sweatpants on, whatever you want. We won't see most of people, but we do want to see faces, because right now we have seven people scheduled, or seven people registered. So it'll be a small group, and we hope to have just some nice discussions. And it's confidential, although we don't make people swear to being confidential. But we aren't going to go into any deep, dark secrets for anyone. Just, again, good basic information, taking good care of yourself, good reminders that we need in these days.
Sure. To help to show you some tips on how to point yourself back in the right direction again. If you, like I said, there's so many things, especially this last year, that have really kind of run us down. It's nice to be able to sit in front of the computer, which has caused us so much frustration over the last year, and get some good out of that screen. So, very good.
That's right. And we'll have some fun. We'll do some fun little activities and again, a chance to share and discuss, you know, what's going on.
You bet. Barb's number again, 712-789-2449. You can also go online. The Cass County and other extension offices do have links on their websites, so you can find a registration link there, too, if you'd like to find out more or get yourself signed up. Barb Fuller, thank you so much. Appreciate the time, as always. Hope you have a lot of success with the program.
Thank you very much.